this summer. In a world of chaos and ridiculous Marvel events that expect you to buy over 100 comics to get a storyline that will be rebooted faster than Flash's timeline, three bald artists, a stack of comic books, the endless cracking of beers and ridiculous Hawkman jokes, as they sweep in to make sense of comic book world gone mad. Every other podcast is powerless against it, except for the ones that are better, or moderately good, or so-so, or have better production. In a quest for the key, for the book, for the story, of the arc, for the company that did that thing last week that you were so outraged by, Zero Issues Comic Book Podcast.
We're getting more words in the title of this
show. I know. I did that, and I was like, that didn't sound right at all.
What do you mean, better production? We've all got a mic now.
And they're almost on separate channels.
Yeah, we're getting there.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the show. My name's Kyle.
His is the Kyles.
And his name...
I'm Bri.
That's Bri.
I'm Merc.
That's Merc.
You have to talk like that the whole time now, or else people won't know who you are.
That's me.
I'm already tired of this.
Me too.
Who is that? And how can we get him off the show? A cannon.
Welcome back, regular Mark.
Oh, thanks.
Shall we just jump into the not news?
Yes.
We're not doing news.
We're not doing news. Doing anything. We're doing lightning round. Oh, my God.
After last week, what more news is there?
Take a couple weeks off news.
Yeah.
Because there's no news. The news cycle's ended.
And the way we record, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's true, even then.
Lightning bolt! Welcome to Lightning Round, where we just have a series of small, interesting, weird topics.
Do you like the warm-up? Do you like about 12 of them?
Do you like the moment of we don't talk about the moment of
So let's light this round up.
Zap!
Often we do the read this now thing. Mm-hmm. I have a watch this now.
Ooh.
Just appeared on Netflix. It's actually from 20,000...
Leagues Under the Sea.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It's actually from 2017, but it was originally an Argentinian web series that was on YouTube or something that got picked up by Netflix as I think there's only 6 episodes.
What is it?
Curlian Frequency, it's called.
Curlian Frequency.
Like Curly it's and Frequency.
K-I-R-L-I-A-N. Curlian Frequency.
Oh, Curlian Frequency.
It's super creepy and it's really unique and really weird. It's an animated thing, and it's kind of got that, not like high-end animation, more like...
It's all rotoscoped.
Well, no, that, like, almost like a...
SpongeBob.
A motion comic kind of thing, where it's got that, like, a bit of motion, or it's like somebody is doing...
It's very, like, an arm is stiffly moving.
Yeah, well, but it's artfully done. It's very interestingly done, and it's done well in terms of they're trying to create a creepy vibe, so they intentionally do things a certain way. A lot of things are in silhouette, and there's... The basis is this one guy who's on the Curlian Frequency, who lives in Curlian, or whatever. It's this one town. And you can get into this town, but you can't get out. Sometimes you can't find this town. You're trying to find it, but...
So it's like the Hotel California.
Kind of. The Eagles, I hate the Eagles.
Or a Roach Motel.
But it's not from his point of view, but he's often like the main... He's like the crypt keeper kind of thing. He's the storyteller, where he's on the air doing a radio show. And he's in silhouette, but he kind of looks like a skull-esque sort of thing. And there's vampires and werewolves and weird creatures. And like that's all that this town seems to have is like these weird things going on.
So it's a little bit Night Vale.
Maybe. And it's only like 6 episodes. And they're very short. They're like 10 minutes long or something like that.
Okay.
I gotta watch
so
that.
They're like a quick little...
You can crack thing. That series out. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah, you watch it in, like within the hour and a half or whatever. But it's really interesting. And it's like one of those... That's the thing that always grabs me is when I see something that I'm like, oh, this doesn't look like everything else.
Yeah.
And it's an interestingly done thing. It's a different kind of tone. Some of them are better than others. The last episode is really good. But yeah,
but you gotta
I recommend it.
Okay.
Right. But it's got that kind of comic booky sort of feel.
So I'm going to make a mental note to watch that. I've already forgotten.
It's the curly fries.
Curly fry frequency.
The curly and moe.
Huh.
What about Larry? What about Larry?
Zap!
I got a question.
Yes.
And I've stolen this question.
Good.
From our former rival podcast, the Rodcast Podcast.
Oh.
Are they gone forever? Are they still going?
No, they're gone. They're gone. Oh, they've been gone for a while.
We won.
Can we still feud though?
Yeah, we can feud.
Fuck them.
Fuck those guys. We won.
We can shut down now.
Yeah. But the question, which is the question that they would ask when they had guests, was, and I'm asking this of the both of you.
Okay.
What superpower would you want your worst enemy to have?
Ooh.
The same power that Paul Rubens had in Mystery Men.
Flatulence.
Exactly.
Guided flatulence. Guided by flatulence.
Silent, but deadly.
Imprecise teleportation.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking it. Oh,
really?
I was, yeah.
Wow. All right.
Well, you know, like Nightcrawler needs to look at a map and whatnot, or he
needs to know where he's going.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be like, even if they do that, they're going to be just a bit off.
You're going to lose the bottom of your feet.
Yeah, that's actually really vicious.
Yeah, you're a monster. Oh my God.
Only me. I'm the only one who thought about it.
Yes. And as for me, well, sir, I would give them. Nope, I was this close to saying like a terrible thing.
Say the terrible thing.
No.
Say the terrible thing.
No.
Yes.
I would say I would give them the powers of the Golden Gorilla.
You're just making stuff up.
No, but... remember the Golden Gorilla? What was it? Kongorilla. Kongorilla.
I don't know that.
It was a guy who could turn into an ape. You know why? Because it's a stupid power. You can't make any money off it.
No.
Probably going to get dissected by scientists. There is nothing to gain from being able to turn into an ape on command. Except ape dick.
Good God!
Or you could do...
And I don't know how apes are set up. I don't know what their business is.
I don't know how they're set up.
It's a corkscrew like a duck.
I don't know.
Have them turn. They can turn into an echidna.
Considering they're just a hair off man.
Yeah.
Might not be a corkscrew. Might be similar.
Are you sure? Because it seems about right to me.
We found
go to the doctor.
Duck and man.
Go to the doctor there, Count Dracula.
Okay.
All right.
Count Dracula. Scrooge McFuck.
It's true.
No.
Donald Dick. All right.
No more.
Right.
Zap. Okay. This is, I know nobody dies in comics forever, but they're going to make an exception for you. They said, guess what? Marvel and DC, so you have to pick one in each company. You get to kill one character, and they will stay dead. There'll be a contract signed. They're not allowed to ever bring this character back from the dead. Kill him forever!
Batman.
You gotta pick one, yeah. Any character. Anyone you want.
What?
You could be sincere that you just hate this character and want them gone.
Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah. You can only be one. One at Marvel, one at DC. That's it.
Yeah.
You gotta pick one.
Okay, this is crossing over to one of my other things. Cause
is it?
It totally is in a weird way.
That's interesting.
So I will not take that same thing.
Okay.
J. Jonah Jameson.
To kill him.
Yeah.
You know what? He's overdue for a fatal heart attack.
He's totally overdue.
He's had a couple of heart attacks.
The Spider Slayer comes back and slays him.
It's, you know...
You could have an ex-wife or something.
They're in the comics or lately, an ex-employee. Then in the comics recently, he's been kind of trying to become a better person, kind of a thing.
Before he dies.
Yeah.
Before he dies.
It could be very touching send-off.
Yeah.
Could be. Okay.
Everyone gets a raise.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's Marvel. Do you want to do your DC one, or are we going
to
go around?
I'll think about DC if you want to do it.
Do Marvel more.
I'm really thinking hard on this.
Yeah.
You know what? Jason Todd.
For DC?
Yeah. Because...
they got it right the first time.
Yeah. And, like, it was interesting that they did, like, the, you know, the whole Under the Red Hood thing, but the character has... I see no point in him still... still being around.
He's just... Edgelord, former Robin. I mean, there's only so far you can take that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he continues to be pushed, and I don't get the appeal of the character. I know other people like him, and I'm sorry to take that character away, but he was taken away for 20 years, and we all did fine. What about you?
Who are you? I'm going to go Marvel first.
Please.
Deadpool.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa.
Wow. And listen, I don't dislike Deadpool. I have a number of Deadpool runs I like a lot. I like the character when he's written well, but it's enough. We've had enough Deadpool. It's, you know...
he's only at the peak of his popularity.
Yeah.
Let's kill him now.
I think that it's been enough.
Look, some of the greatest things, you know, some of the greatest TV shows of all time have ended while they were still on top.
That's true. Well, exactly.
And usually while I'm watching them and going, what the fuck, you didn't finish the show?
Yeah.
That's usually what happens.
I feel like there's going to be a point where no more Deadpool, thank you. We don't, I don't know. Maybe he can't go forever necessarily.
Nope,
can and he will. But I would give him a good send-off and be like, yeah, that's fine.
There's, you know, they're going to do like Teen Deadpool soon. And
They've already done like a million variants of Deadpool.
Oh, Kidpool and Kidpool. Dogpool, Headpool.
Dogpool, yeah.
Champion Pool.
Yeah. They've
Pool Dead.
Shallowpool, Deadpool.
I literally think you've done about all you can do with Deadpool. You're getting to that point.
Yeah.
Just wrap it up. Wrap it up. Second, I can't. There's no second. I had to pick one. It's Deadpool. That's it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other characters I wish would go away forever, but... And I don't even hate Deadpool, but...
All right.
You know.
Okay, so for DC...
Yeah.
Jimmy Olsen.
Really? You.
Wow. It was good to meet you, Mr. Snyder. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, nice.
No, I think he's been a character that's been...
Yeah.
I like that idea of a solid character that's been there for a very long time.
Yes.
And they may not be the main character. Not that he hasn't had a book
from
time to time, but it gets to a certain point. And I don't want it to be a meaningless death. It doesn't have to be the heroic death. It's got to be something that just makes sense but has an impact.
Sure.
And that's the thing. It's all in the matter of storyline. It's all story. So you do it so that it sparks something or it continues something. Not that I just fucking hate this guy. Kill him. Because that's dumb.
No, yeah.
But it's like...
there's more to it than...
Here's like Jimmy Olsen who's run his course. And it's not that he's run his course. Maybe that's
what crazy things he going to turn into this
All I can picture is the big Godzilla one.
Yeah.
Big
turtle.
Jimmy
Olsen. And frankly...
Turtle Olsen.
You peaked, buddy. You peaked. And
maybe he turns into that and then he has a heart attack because his heart is huge.
Why is everybody having heart attacks? I'm still thinking. Do you have a DC?
A DC? You took mine, actually.
Oh, really?
You did. So I'm kind of trying to think of the second one.
What was your reasoning?
Literally the same. It's just like, there's nothing more you can do with...
Yeah.
He's just, like, the shitty one. He's just, like, a violent
jerk. He's the one that died.
Yes, and honestly...
And that's important.
If you go back and sort of read the stories leading up to it, it's like, yeah, he did die, and there's a reason.
There's a reason people voted.
Yeah, they do not like him. And I get that they're trying to, like... the angsty bad boy Robin. It's like, you have one right now.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need him. He's superfluous. I feel like Dick and Tim and Damian all have distinct kind of personalities and roles, and Jason just feels like he's also there because he's popular. That's not a reason enough for you to be around.
In comics, yeah.
But
if you're popular, you should never be around.
Well, I feel like there needs to be like a reason beyond popularity.
I know. I get what you're saying.
Better.
I'm just saying, if the character's popular, characters never die.
With more of a purpose, get sidelined for someone who just like is a void of whatever just because they're popular. Get rid of them.
Okay. So for my Marvel, Professor X.
Yeah.
Because he's an important character. And he just came back from the dead a couple years ago. So I wouldn't want this to happen immediately. But when he started as a character, he was teaching a bunch of teens. And all of those teens are at least in their mid-30s at this point.
Yeah.
And I think it would be...
Time to pass the torch.
And they, you know, comics are sort of circular like that in that they will go back and they'll make so much progress and then they will reset in some degree. And in the case of Charles Xavier, he will be back leading the X-Men or in that sort of mentor role.
Right.
And I think just him dying and, you know, the advertisement of it being, this is permanent, he's not coming back, would...
Legally, there's
yeah,
a...
It would...
He walks into the light with Magna P.I. and yeah. He's gone.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, my goodness. Aww. Yeah. No, there are certain characters... Actually, I said Jason Todd, but I have to have a separate character, so I'm just going to do that quickly.
Mm.
In the same vein, I think there are some characters that there is sort of a status quo, and they can sort of end up being kind of a crutch.
Yes.
Where you can keep going back to that instead of having to push forward, so I'm going to pick Alfred.
Whoa!
Yeah, because...
But then that's also a good story arc.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the kind of story I like. And that's why I said Jimmy Olsen. It becomes a story thing. It's like, okay, what does Superman do at that point? And with Alfred, what happens with Batman?
Exactly.
He's like, oh my God, he's gone.
And you have
now what happens?
Again, like nobody wants anything bad to happen to Alfred. He's a sweet, wonderful man.
He's everybody's grandpa.
Exactly. But that's sort of the thing is like you have sort of Bruce.
But he has a heart attack while he's having sex with Catwoman. And...
But Bruce, they tend to like...
yeah.
Bruce, in for a penny, like... in for a pounding.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. Very well done.
Thank you.
It was worth it.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
But
what were all those push-ups for, Mr.? Anyway.
Batman seems to be kind of perpetually like he seems to there's certain he could be written as like sort of more developed and mature and like kind of like past his traumas and stuff and then gets regressed back to his traumas and just kind of like he's constantly grappling with them and stuff like that, and he has this sort of father figure that's kind of taking care of him and kind of maybe enabling it in some ways,
yeah.
Not with the best intentions, and then you have push him to a point where like, no, you don't have a support structure anymore. Now you're the support structure for all these people you've taken in. You have to be the father instead of like this weird middle ground where you like, you have the father character. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Embrace Batman not being like a young guy.
Yeah.
Like he's not old, yeah. But he's also the adult. And you have in every way, not like in like an angsty kind of way, but he has to be like, fully like developed, and he has
and
to
responsible.
Like and responsible, yeah. And he has to actually not give in to his basis instincts. He has to be like in control of himself and actually
like every character has to progress past the father or the father figure.
The son becomes the father. The father becomes the son.
Master Bruce.
So that I think that would be the push that Batman would need. Not that I want anything bad to happen to Alfred.
No,
ideally, I would just want people not writing Batman so one note, but hey, this I think would be a push.
Cool. I like that one. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Okay, so there's many animated Marvel.
There are many men in this world.
There are many men in this world.
But I am Sancho.
No. I am Sancho.
But you are Sancho.
I'm never gonna be Sancho.
Zap! So Marvel and DC often, DC especially, will borrow from their set storylines that they've already done in the comics and make an animated feature of
it. Yeah, and you hate it.
I don't mind some of it. I don't like the handicap of it, that of just always going back to that. But at the same time, there are some great stories, and they don't always have to be Batman and Superman stories,
right?
Like them are the main things. They can be just like, here, this would be a great storyline that I read at this point. So this is my question: a set storyline in comics that you like, that you would like to see become an animated story, and if you can think of it, select some voice actors to go along with it.
Oh my goodness.
I got one.
Yep.
I would like to see the new 52 sort of crossover of Animal Man and Swamp Thing done in an animated. I think it might have to be done over two because it was like 12 issues each. So okay. We could do one where they're sort of setting up the red and the green and the rot. It's a cool story. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, please.
We're pretty used to having the sound of opening beers in this show.
You don't got
to
be quiet.
What up?
We ain't hiding nothing.
But share those chips.
You think you could crunch any louder? I can still hear out of this one.
But it's basically the story where, like, there's all the animal kingdom is connected and all the plant kingdom is connected and they're being invaded by the rot, which is like the gray or the black? The black.
So there's a lot of color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for the cast,
mm-hmm.
Finn Jones as Animal Man.
Like Iron Fist?
Mike Coulter as Swamp Thing.
Fantastic.
I like it.
And they team up and it's great and everybody likes it. Also, like Mark Hamill is Floronic Man. Just cuz.
Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, he's good.
As long as he's not doing a Joker voice.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Fuck it.
No. Or you could have the local boy as Floronic Man.
He could.
As it's going to be. Kevin Durant, local boy actor.
Oh, yeah.
Has been cast as Floronic Man.
That's right.
In the new
I
Swamp Thing.
About that.
Something
yeah, he'd do it. He likes money. Hey, you like money?
I'm waving it.
How's your voice? Kind of the same?
Do you got a voice? Use it.
And that's my pitch.
I like it.
Cool. So, MODOK.
Oh.
Starring Patton Oswalt as MODOK. Really happening, though, so that's fine.
Well, he's writing.
He's voicing, I think, MODOK, too.
Oh, is he voicing it? Oh,
yes.
I did not hear that
Which
yet.
Is just beautiful.
Well, he hates.
It's true. Apparently, there was some interview or something or some comment he made about, like, voicing MODOK, specifically talking about how he's, like, he's going to take it as
I can't
like,
see him writing it without...
He's got to be
He's
got to
be doing it.
He's
got to
be MODOK. But he's, like, he's just, like, a supervillain, but he's not, like, A-list supervillain, so he's, like, resentful, like, a bitter, resentful little giant head in a... rocking body. It's going to be beautiful. So that's a real thing that's happening. So perfection already has been attained. So I'm going to go with Justice League Detroit.
Okay.
As sort of a little, just a one-off sort of comedy thing. They're like you have the real Justice League and they're Justice League Detroit.
I like it.
And I want it casted entirely with, you find like, former sitcom stars.
Yeah.
And yeah, like maybe that aren't doing so much these days or like, you know, remembered from
Joey Lawrence past. Could be Batman.
Joey Lawrence. Well, Joey Lawrence could be like Commander Steel.
Whoa.
Thinking maybe you get, what's his face? Matthew Perry can be Elongated Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking David Hyde Pierce.
Martian Manhunter is a tricky one.
Get anybody with a deep voice.
Yeah.
Keith David.
The dude from Home Improvement that was over the fence.
Yeah, there you go.
Is he alive?
He could be.
And I thought,
he could be.
I absolutely thought you were going to say Richard Karn. Once again, that address is Justice League, Detroit. P.O. Box.
You got Vibe? Everyone's favorite Vibe?
Everyone's favorite.
Who's going to...
Fucking Vibe.
I know.
And he's actually being used.
Whatever. Yeah, like whatever. In The Flash.
I know.
Regularly. And I like the guy who plays him. He's fine.
Isn't he leaving the show?
Apparently. Yeah. Apparently they're all leaving.
He's making his own show.
Vibe in Detroit.
Wilmer Valderrama from
that course.
Will be Vibe. Yeah, there's Zatanna.
Gypsy, played by Blossom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's her name? Miami Balak?
Something
like that. Four or six, maybe? You take that one? I don't know. Anyway, sorry. To distract him.
Perfect. I'm literally looking at a picture of him, like, who could be who? I don't know who could be Zatanna. That's a good question.
What's her name?
We've already got a friend.
Yeah,
oh,
I was,
oh, yeah, I guess we
I was thinking Rebecca from Cheers.
Oh, Kirstie Alley.
yeah.
And there's Vixen as well.
Roz.
Yeah. Just do it just with Frasier.
Look, I just like Frasier.
Everyone. Everybody likes Frasier. It's a great show. There you go.
Oh, I was thinking...
Who are you thinking?
I was thinking Night Court for some reason.
Oh, what's, I didn't think about
sure.
Night Court.
What's,
Ed Bull could be Martian Manhunter. He's still around. Now, is there a part for John Larroquette in there?
There's always a part. Oh, what's his...
I want him to be Commander Steel now.
No, he's the guy that was like the business backer that became the villain.
Oh, like Max, Justice League
Maxwell
International.
Maxwell Lord.
But you could mash them together. You could have him be involved in this iteration. But yeah.
Yeah.
Mash him in there.
Just mash him in there.
Just make it an animated show, but a live-action John Larroquette.
Just him. He's the only thing that's alive.
Nice. And that's it, I guess.
He just introduces the episodes.
You guys did really great funny ones, and mine's super serious, and it doesn't follow very well. There's Knights of Pendragon, which I've mentioned on this show before, and it came out like...
It's a Marvel UK thing,
it's a Marvel UK one.
It's a Marvel UK.
It's astoundingly good, and I have not found anybody else that has even seen this book.
I've heard of it.
There's people that have heard of it, but like it's
got
like
the Green Knight.
Simon Bisley did a bunch of covers to it, and it was just Gary Farmer did the art. Just really, really unique. But it was following Arthurian legend sort of stuff. So Sir Gawain, who and the Green Knight. There's mm-hmm. that legend that, like, I won't go into the specifics, but basically following that sort of stuff. But it's from a lot of Captain Britain comics. There's one of the cops that's often used as a character. His name's Dai Thomas. D-A-I Thomas. I don't know how you pronounce that. Dai Thomas. Hey, Dai
Dave
Thomas.
Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's. He's back.
But he becomes the main character in it. He's like, he's often the cop in those interacting with like, the superheroes and stuff and going like, what's going on here? You're stupid superheroes. But he becomes the main focus of it. And then like some of the superheroes become like, they're just the supporting characters in him on this quest. And he becomes like this knight in this crusade. And it's like, it's almost hallucinogenic in the way that this whole story unfolds, and he's having dreams, and there's like these, there's a reporter named Kate McClellan that becomes involved in this. So it, again, it's all UK based. So it's Dai Thomas, Kate McClellan as she's the reporter, Captain Britain, Union Jack, and there's a bunch of other characters that pop in and out.
Yeah.
But those are the ones that I kind of focus on. Dai Thomas, played by, voiced by Brendan Gleeson.
Oh, I know. He's, he's...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Middle-aged. Like, and that's, he's kind of
he was
like...
in some movie where he's like a cop or something with like... The Guard. Yes.
Which
really
is,
good. I like that.
That is, has become one of my favorite movies.
I really enjoy it.
It is superbly written, and he just plays that character.
Just Gleeson in the cheeds.
But that's the thing. It's like he's like this
Gleeson!
Cop that's... He's
and
this cop, and through the course of the movie, he almost becomes slimmer and tougher and whatever. But he starts out as like just this like jelly roll eating cop kind of thing. And Brendan Gleeson kind of has that character act thing going. Kate McClellan, voiced by Haley Atwell.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy Carter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Ooh. I don't know anyone's names.
And then so you have Captain Britain and Union Jack. And in it, Captain Britain is Captain Britain, like as everyone knows him. But he's often like the hoity-toity kind of superhero, and he's viewed as that. And then there's Union Jack, and he's viewed as the...
like scumbum?
Well, not like he's
just... He's like the working class
he's
boy.
He's the working
class...
He's like
a
posh
boy. You got the posh boy, and then you got the...
Exactly. Yeah, you got the posh boy, and then you got the working class boy.
Hello, and oi, mate! What was that?
Captain Britain, I want to be done, voiced by Henry Cavill.
Oh, okay.
Just so that just be fun. And Union Jack by John Boyega.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Right on.
Because I think he could do that voice.
Yes.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Just, like, whatever that. Kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's
I like it. I like that.
And that's my
point. I like it.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Yeah. I would watch all of these things.
It's super fun.
Cool.
Right.
Zap.
So
Amalgam
Comics was a DC and Marvel co-production in the mid-90s, and it's back in podcast form. So Bri has a bunch of Marvel characters, I believe.
I can't look at them.
Not yet. Merc has a bunch of DC characters. You're going to flip one of each of those. You pick which one, and whoever, you know, the Marvel character and the DC character that come out, we are going to mash them up
and
make a new character in the Amalgam Universe.
Mash them
in your mouth.
Who starts, me?
You go ahead.
Okay. Kate Bishop, Hawkeye.
And Cyborg.
Oh.
Put them together. What do you get?
Hawkborg.
Kate Cyborg.
Bishborg.
Borg.
So.
Go on.
Yeah.
She's Swedish.
Yeah.
She's an archer.
Yeah.
She shoots
to cook a lot.
There's like, maybe there's two cyborgs, but everyone sort of agrees, like, yeah, this one's kind of the better one, really.
We should call this one girl cyborg. No, we should. Why?
Just cyborg. You're both just cyborg.
Cybex.
She shoots arrows that they're all full of artificial intelligence.
There you go.
So but they have to arrows. Plug right into your USB thing, so she's got to hit a bang on.
USB arrow is really more of a Clint thing.
Yeah. And to be fair, I mean, would you have to shoot that three times?
Well, really, then. And to be fair, Kate Bishop had to take everything from Hawkeye. So, really.
Took it all. So she's a cyborg, except, like, she's got these weird hip parts that are just human.
Sure.
Just awkwardly there. It's like, why would that, why? What if you just wear normal pants? Why don't you just be a normal cyborg?
All right, next.
Next.
There are three of these for the listener.
Groot.
And Animal Man.
Oh
gross. Yeah. That's a gross visual. It's a tree made out of meat.
And welcome to the meat tree.
Yeah.
It really stinks in the summer.
Yeah.
Welcome to the meat tree. We got
trees we got meat. Meat and games.
Yeah.
I am meat.
I am.
So like if you were to like get horribly killed, one little piece of meat is just gonna grow into another meat man?
I guess so.
Is that how that works?
I guess.
Or is this just Groot written by Grant Morrison?
Yeah. I would, yes, please. One ticket, please. One ticket
so
to
it's,
mass.
It's really good for two thirds of it, and
yeah,
then
and
it just
the ending,
fucked
it's like,
up
it just
at the
ends.
End.
It just sort of
well,
ends.
Yeah,
some
but the,
sort
first,
of...
the first 2/3 takes 6 years.
Yeah,
so.
True. That, yeah.
He like he has like the whole family thing going on though. He's got a little meat Groot family.
Meat Groot family.
Meet my family.
His parents and his kids, and he's you know, and that's parents, his wife and his kids. He's also got parents probably.
But Papa Groot and Mama Groot.
They're just normal people.
They're Ukrainian.
That's our son. He came out of me.
Yeah.
So he's like...
I had a tree.
It's part of the red.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still... What
yeah.
It, yeah.
He's part... He's so. Part... Well, what happens when he mix red and green? The brown?
Swamp
he's what happens
the
when the red and the green tried to work together.
Oh.
They made this meat tree.
That's when all the colored
and then they green... never work together again.
Never ever.
When all the colored Green Lantern rings come together, they make brown.
Well, we got one more.
We got one more. Gladiator of the Imperial Guard, the space guy, as Kyle described him.
There's a few gladiators.
Yeah.
And Damian Wayne.
Oh, I think we already have Kid Gladiator,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, well,
just
that's,
what that is.
That's very funny, because I originally had Kid Gladiator written down, and I was like, no, just make it regular Gladiator.
Yeah. It's just a little shithead Gladiator.
Yeah.
Who has a lot of character parenting issues.
Yeah.
Character already exists.
Yeah.
And yeah, amazing. Really. It's as it is.
It's a good character. I enjoy that character a lot.
Me
I think
too.
I think we both do. All three of us, let's say.
Yes.
You don't hate them.
I love
you. You got to know him to hate him.
I love him.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, I just saw. I follow Bill Sienkiewicz on Instagram.
That's not weird. That's not weird at all. Who wouldn't?
I don't know.
He
if we've
just
ever talked
posted
about him before.
A picture that he did of Gladiator versus Daredevil, which I thought was a weird combo, but it looks amazing. But I'm like, this seems very one-sided fight.
It's, yeah, I feel...
You're just punching a blind man to death. Like, it seems bad.
You're just...
Oh, good, we found the episode title.
Someone send Foggy some flowers.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Karen.
Well, she's...
That's all I... Well,
she's already dead.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what...
Let's go with the movie, the TV version. Yeah. They've been better to Karen so far.
Yeah, exactly. So far.
And permanently.
Well, so far they got canceled, so.
Yeah.
Or they might get picked up by Hulu.
Maybe.
There's been talk.
I didn't know that Hulu had original programming until about a week ago. I was like, oh, hey, the show ain't bad. I'll watch 2 seasons of it. You guys seen Future Man? It's okay. It's not great. It's okay.
As much as I've enjoyed some of the Marvel Netflix shows.
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie to you, I'm way behind. I haven't seen the most recent seasons of like Luke Cage or Iron Fist or Daredevil. I was sort of relieved when they got canceled a little bit, because there's too many shows.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Like
But at the same time, it's
you
don't have to watch all of them.
You don't have to watch all
no.
of them.
No, you don't.
That's true. And I mean, like, again, if it's a good show, I want it to continue. I hope Daredevil in particular comes back. Like, I like Luke Cage. Mm-hmm. Iron Fist. But, you know.
Well, they're going to have The Offenders soon. So.
The Offenders.
Have you seen it?
No. Oh, yeah, though. That's the animated ones. We're going to have
Howard the Duck.
MODOK.
Oh, okay.
Howard the Duck, MODOK, Hit Monkey, and Tigra and Dazzler?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like why not?
Yeah.
That seems like a weird... But why... Like
hey,
the
Hit Monkey like, okay, is Tigra the one.
Or Dazzler, but why specifically Tigra and Dazzler?
Why Luke Cage and Iron Fist? I think these are two flavors that are going to taste good together.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm down for Tigra. Tigra and Dazzler could be a fun time. Hit Monkey... Is that... Why?
What year is it?
Yeah.
What year is this?
Yeah, exactly. It's like 2002 or whatever year that was. I don't see Hit Monkey. It's like, that's a monkey.
You're okay with Tigra and Dazzler, but absolutely. Hit Monkey is just way out.
Yes. I think so. I think Tigra and Dazzler have enough.
Yeah, because Tigra's been used so much in the past 20 years.
But she's got a personality.
Has she? Have you seen it since 1992?
No. Well, you know, she was the cat.
I feel like those two have personalities where that could be a fun combo. Hit Monkey, I don't know. What is Hit Monkey? It's like, what if it's a hitman, but a monkey also? It's like, great, okay, what? Then again, I guess you could say that about a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be good. I doubt
like,
it.
Like, Dazzler, okay, I'm fine, do a Dazzler show, but it just seems to me it's a weird... Like, honestly, Tigra's one of the weakest characters in Marvel to me, so it seems like a weird, like, what, we're going to Tigra? Really?
She's a furry.
It's a,
yeah, basically.
Yeah. I guess.
And her costume is a bikini.
Yeah. Not great. I'm not saying she's great. I'm saying she's...
Don't try to defend it just because it's a thing. And you're like, well, no, I can't say no to this because it's a thing.
I feel like there's enough that's done with the character that it can make something out of it. Hit Monkey is like
really?
A non-character.
How much Tigra have you read?
She showed up in Avengers books plenty of times.
You've never read a Tigra.
She had Young Avengers. She was a regular thing. She showed up in little appearances.
I love playing
and she's
with
like,
this.
I'm just, you know, I'm having fun and I'm a weird cat lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
She could be a cat lady.
Solid character.
Who's also a cat lady.
Heavily three-dimensional.
I'm saying. This nonsense is already more than you can say about Hit Monkey.
Okay, so do we have something else to go?
Zap! Okay, Spider-Verse, obviously an award-winning.
Woo!
Get ready for Tigra-Verse.
Yeah! Well, you know, you had like this original Spider-Verse comic, and then there was like Spider-Geddon more recently with like 7,000 versions of Spider-Man, which...
Each one spidery than the last.
Too many Spider-Men.
Lots of sticky guys.
Let's do it to another character. If you could give the Spider-Verse treatment to another character, we have like
multiple
different versions of
Captain
character.
Britain. Captain Britain.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
it's Jim.
And this one's a Spider-Man.
Oh, wait.
We call him Captain Spookay. Dumb.
Hate it. And all there is a Captain Nightlegs. It's already a thing.
Well, yeah, and he's Captain Britain.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why we call this one Spider Bouquet. I'm drunk.
Yeah. So yeah, pick a character. It doesn't have to be one that works. It could be anything.
Gambit. Just
you've got
45 Cajun Gambit.
Yeah.
But they're all from slightly different regions.
There's only six of them.
Hate each other, but they're all related.
Taylor Kitsch is there. Channing Tatum's there. But they're like, do you really count? She's like, I count.
Count me.
Yeah.
I think Captain America.
Yeah.
But then it would be, you know, Captain America spelt with a K and...
Good, yeah, and then you do, like...
Captain Colonel United States.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want...
Captain... Or Captain Marvel, and then just literally have all the Captain Marvels.
Ah, there you go. That's not bad. Including Billy Batson.
Yes, exactly.
Termo-friendly. I just want, like, a Spider-Verse movie, but it's all just Hawkeyes, and they're all Peter B. Parker. They're all just have fucked up their life.
Oh.
There's six of them, and they're all in the same boat.
They all share the same apartment.
Yeah, yeah. They all get teleported. It's like, oh, so, like, this is it? Like, none of
so
us
So what's
get,
different about you?
None of us are doing any better at all. They're just different, you know.
So that means it's not about free will. No matter what, I was always fucked. Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
It wasn't my fault.
That is such a weight off my shoulders.
That movie would last 5 minutes.
But it'd be a good short at the end of another movie.
Yeah.
And it'd be a good paycheck for Jeremy Piven.
Finally. You're canon now, baby.
Love it.
Is that all we have?
I think that'll do it for the day.
Did we bring a satisfactory amount of lightning tonight, do you think?
Crack-a-coom!
That's merc for yes.
Yes.
That's merc for no.
No.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Another episode of this particular podcast.
And as always, thank you to Kenneth Merkley.
Yes, the other
Kenneth Merkley. Preston Merkley for the musical ensemblage that he threw together, all the musical bits you heard. If you heard the I guess there wouldn't be that many in this particular episode, but the stuff that you did hear was him. Yeah. He's you can check him out under Ocean City Defender on various things. Facebook and the Googles.
Yep.
And if you like the show, tell a friend, leave a review, go to our site, zeroissues.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. We've all got a bunch of stuff, but you can find us at zeroissues.com.
And we're very interactive on Facebook. If you've got a suggestion, you want to hear something out, you want a shout out. If you want us just to yell your name for like a minute straight, we'll do that. We'll do that.
We'll do anything.
You don't even have to pay us. But if you want to pay us, we'll take it. Speaking of which, our Patreon account. No.
You can Venmo us. Because we're in Canada and we definitely have that.
I'm frankly waiting on royalties for Into the Hawkeyeverse. So, frankly. I'm rich!
Woohoo!
All right. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
You're all right.
Zap! Zero Issues!
Huey, a Dewey, and...
Screwy.
The Gooey, the Gooey Kablooey.
Huey, Dewey, and Gooey.
I regret all my choices.
Next. Everyone.